This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 51 for the week of January 27th, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the amazing place that it is. Today, you're in for a real treat. Our fellow communications team member, Caitlin Lucan, rang in the new year by visiting lunchrooms in schools across the city. She asked students from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade about their hopes and goals for the new year and the new decade. Topics included martial arts, unicorns, and ninjas who fight garbage. This is as entertaining as it sounds. But first, let's see what's been making news on LPS.org. First, be sure to check out our coverage of how Lincoln Public Schools celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Scott Middle School held its annual MLK event and inducted its latest community member into MLK Wall of Honor. LPS students led the way at the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Youth Rally in March, and LPS was well represented at this year's Freedom Breakfast held in downtown Lincoln. There's also a story about the LPS Air Force Junior ROTC program, which recently hosted more than 20 8th graders for a full day look inside the program and all it has to offer. And remember, you can find all of this and much more on any one of our social media platforms. We're constantly adding new content to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts.
Thanks, Jason. So much good stuff up on the website and on Facebook and Twitter. Here's some things coming up here at Lincoln Public Schools. Saturday the 25th, all day, we have speech contests at Southwest and debate at North Star. 9 a.m. Saturday, we have wrestling that involves multiple schools at Northeast High School. 10 a.m., Lincoln High is hosting swimming and diving. 3:15 p.m., we have girls basketball. Lincoln High is at East High. And at 3:30, girls basketball Northeast is at Southeast. 5 p.m. that evening, boys basketball, also Lincoln High at East High. And 5:15, Northeast at Southeast. Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. is the Winter Winds Festival at UNL's Kimball Recital Hall, and that's going to involve quite a few students from LPS. You can learn more information about that at arts.unl.edu/music. Monday afternoon, remember it's a PLC day, so students will be getting dismissed early. Thursday the 30th at 5:30 p.m. we'll have swimming and diving. Lincoln High is at Southeast. And then Friday the 31st, 5:45, we have girls basketball East High at Southeast. Also 5:45, girls basketball Southwest at North Star. And then that evening, a pair of boys basketball games at 7:30 p.m., East High at Southeast and Southwest at North Star. So that's what's going on next week. You can learn more about this with academic, activity, and athletic calendars at lps.org/podcast.
Now it's time for this week's main attraction, in which our colleague Caitlin Lucan visited three different lunchrooms, one elementary, one middle school, and one high school, and talked to students about their hopes and dreams for the future. And Caitlin joins us now to tell us a little more about her lunchroom chats. Greetings, Caitlin.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about what we're listening to.
So what we have is a series of interviews in a series we like to call lunchroom chats, where I go out to elementary, middle, and high schools across the district and just talk to kids in the lunchroom, see what they're thinking about, see what's on their minds. So with the start of a new decade, kind of the theme du jour is 2020 and the start of a new decade. So we got to talk to lots of kids about what their hopes and goals are for the year and what they think the future is going to look like.
All right, let's take a listen.
I'm August and I'm basically six years old.
6 years old. And so what grade are you in?
First grade.
How's first grade?
Good.
Do you like your school?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like how they always like help us if we're kind of confused what to do. And I even like how they always making sure we're safe on the playground and keep us safe.
Yeah. So I'm here because it's a new year, and I want to know what you think about the new year.
It feels good so far.
Does it feel like 2019 or does it feel different?
feels like 2019.
Do you have any like goals or resolutions for 2020? Anything that you want to do this year or anything you want to happen?
I do taekwondo and they have like gold badges, and it's, if our teacher thinks that we're doing good, like we finish our goal, like I want to do, my goal was to keep on working on those kicks.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Kusick from Mickle Middle School.
And what grade are you in, Evelyn?
I'm a seventh grader.
How is seventh grade treating you so far? You're like halfway through.
It's pretty good. It's a really fun grade to be in, and it's all the teachers are really nice here.
Oh, wow. That makes a big difference, I bet.
Yeah, it makes a really big difference. When you have nice teachers, it just kind of influences how you feel throughout the day.
Does 2020 feel any different to you so far from 2019, or about the same?
It feels about the same, but there are some big changes. It seems like everyone is a lot more aware of what's happening. I'm really excited for the future, and hopefully next year in eighth grade, it'll be even more fun with all these new teachers and things to learn.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions or any goals for 2020?
Yeah, my goal is to just like try my best on everything, and hopefully that'll work out for me in the future.
Do you have any predictions about 2020? Do you have any shots you want to call about things that you think are going to happen?
I think that in 2020, hopefully we do not have any more problems with Iran or anything like that. Hopefully politically, I think that everything will start to calm down, especially when we have a new president coming up. I think in another 10 years, technology will really grow just a lot. Phones will be bigger, everything will be nicer. Along with that, I think that a lot of different politics will like slow down, and maybe we'll figure out more problems on the earth like climate change and other things like that.
Okay, my name is Chad Smith. I'm a junior at East.
How's your junior year going?
Pretty good. We just started off the second semester. I really like my classes, but I'm hoping to get this year done.
How has 2020 been treating you so far? I know we're not very far into it. We're like 9 days in, but what's it been like?
We're three, of course, but it's been a little hectic. I'm just excited to start off a new year. I have some resolutions just to be more productive in school and just to be a little bit more social and that kind of stuff.
Have you had good luck following through on your resolutions in the past?
I have actually. Last year I wanted to just, again, be more productive in class, and I did do that, but I want to keep being able to do that. Procrastination, that's the main thing. Just getting on top of my schoolwork, that's probably the most important thing when it comes to like keeping my grades up, because I do very well on tests, but when I like wait to get a project done, it always affects the quality of that project. So that's the main thing.
Yeah, totally. Procrastination comes for all of us. Where do you think that you will be in 2030? I know that's a long ways away.
I think I will just be living by myself in my apartment, just have a good job. Yeah, I'll just be living life at that point.
Okay, can you introduce yourself for me?
I'm Allison.
And what grade are you in, Allison?
Kindergarten.
Do you have any goals for this year?
To walk my dog by myself.
Ooh, that's very exciting. What's your dog's name?
Waddle.
Do you have any guesses about what the future is going to be like? Like, what do you think the future is going to be like in 10 years?
I really like unicorns, so I think there will be some unicorns there.
Hi, I'm Blake. I'm in seventh grade.
So I'm here because we just rolled into a new decade. It's 2020 now. Does that feel any different from 2019 for you?
Feels like a lot more people are trying to get like new starts, and they want to change some old things that they used to do.
How about you? Are you taking that approach? Like, do you have any 2020 New Year's resolutions or any goals for the year?
I would like to try new things in 2020 and like get out of my comfort zone and try something new.
I'm curious what you think the world is going to look like in another decade, in 2030. Like, where will you be? What will you be doing?
I feel like the world will advance and some good things will happen, but also some bad things will happen. Like, technology will help us, but I feel like there will be some drawbacks to that too.
Yeah, like any specific drawbacks?
Like, as technology advances, I don't know if, like, that will affect our daily lives and if we're going to have to, like, not do everything the same that, like, we're doing now.
Okay, can you introduce yourself for me?
Emma.
And what grade are you in, Emma?
Kindergarten.
Wow, kindergarten. How are you liking kindergarten?
Great.
What's good about kindergarten?
We go to lunch.
So I'm here because it just is a new year now. It's 2020. And I was curious to know what you thought about 2020 so far.
Well, I can't wait for the next year and then summer break, because then I'm going to go to first grade.
Are you excited for first grade?
Kind of, because you do lots of hard stuff.
And you're looking forward to the hard stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have any goals for 2020 or anything that you want to do?
No.
So, I know it's a really long ways away, but when the decade happens, I'm always curious about what the next decade is going to be like. Like, where do you think that you'll be in 10 years?
Probably in Utah. I'm probably going to live in there.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A ninja. Because the earth has lots of trash on it, and so when I... So at night, I can go pick up the trash, and then everybody can wake up, and they're going to be like, oh, the earth is clean.
Hi, my name's Aurora Jamina. I go to Lincoln East High School, and I am 15 years old.
15's a good year.
Oh, yeah. It is a really good year. It's actually been the best year of my life, so.
Really? That's so exciting. Like, what has made 15 so good?
Well, when I was 14 years old, the day before my 15th birthday, I thought it was going to be so scary, but, honestly, it's just another number. There's nothing to be scared about it. It's just, it's a really good number, so it's your chance to be an adult.
Do you think that you've changed from 14 to 15?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I've gotten a little more mature, not a whole lot, but I've definitely made more friends, so I think that means I've gotten more mature, so yeah.
So while we're talking about like time passing and changes, it's 2020 now. It's a new decade. How does that feel?
I actually like it. I mean, I was nervous for 2020. I also missed 2019. It's given me so many memories that I'll remember for a lifetime. It's great. It's going really good so far.
Do you have any 2020 resolutions?
I have to be a better person, don't bring any drama home, and just be myself, and also get a job, a car, a permit, and a license. So, yeah.
Your to-do list kind of spiraled there at the end.
Yes, it did. I've been working so hard on getting my permit, but I just haven't taken any classes yet, so it's hard.
2020 goal. There's still a lot of time left.
My name is Asmar, and I'm 8 years old.
How are you liking third grade?
It's going pretty well. I mean, my favorite subject is math and also unit studies.
So I'm here in the school today because I wanted to talk to people about the new year since it's 2020 now. Does 2020 feel different from 2019?
Probably a little bit, but when, like, some new cars and, like, some new things come in, then it's probably going to feel a little bit different. But, like, way in 2060 or 50 or something like that, it's probably going to feel very different with, like, robots and everything.
Do you think there will be robots everywhere?
Maybe. It's, like, a chance. But Rolls-Royce has already made a new type of car. It's basically, like, a magnetic... It has magnetic wheels. It's self-driving. It's basically like a luxury car. And the magnetic wheels help it levitate.
That's really cool. I'm noticing a pattern here. You seem like you like cars.
Yep, I'm very into them, especially like the type of cars that go fast, including Lamborghini, Bugatti, Ferrari, anything like that. So things are actually pretty, like going pretty well in my life. So... I'm thinking that another day, something may change and I might pull a shiny Charizard GX from a Pokemon pack.
Hi, I'm Faith Ford. I'm a senior at East High School.
How has 2020 been?
It's been okay. I mean, I don't really see the difference. It's just a new number, so I live it normally.
Yeah, don't place a lot of stock in like the changing of the years. Do you have like any resolutions for 2020 or like anything you want to change?
I want to be happy with myself and learn to love myself and not get into any drama.
Do you have any predictions for 2020?
Honestly, I don't really know. Hopefully I graduate. hopefully we're on that road.
What do you think about like the next decade? Like where do you think that you personally will be in 2030?
Hopefully I am a broadcaster. And just living life to the fullest and being happy and loving myself.
I'm Lacey Townsend. I am a fourth grader at Human Elementary.
So I'm here because we're at the beginning of a new decade, right? It's just turned 2020. I know we're not very far into it yet, but how is 2020 so far? Does it feel different from 2019?
Not really. I mean, we make a lot of jokes in my math class, like, it's been a decade since I've seen you. And, like, I haven't seen you since last year. Or, like, hey, it's a new year, but we're not a new grade.
Yeah, still the same grade. Do you have any goals or resolutions for 2020?
Get better spelling. I've not been doing good.
How do you think things are going to change in 2020? Either like the world or you personally? What do you want to see happen?
I want to see less litter because sometimes my brother and I ride to Target. And last time it was with my sister, brother, and I. And there was so much litter on the side of the road.
What do you think the world will be like in another decade? Like, what do you think 2030 is going to be like?
When I get older, I kind of want to move to Hawaii, but I'm afraid about the weather and volcanoes kind of thing. But I think it's going to be really nice because I'll be old enough to move away. I'll be 20. But in 2030, I think everything's going to be more advanced. Advanced cell phones, computers, toys. Advanced school for sure.
My name is Chevy Buffum.
And what grade are you in here at Mickle?
Seventh.
How's 2020 so far? Does it feel different than 2019?
Not really. Feels just the years change.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions or any goals for 2020?
No.
No, you're just going to take it as it comes?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't have any goals, do you have any like predictions? Like, what do you think is going to happen this year? Either in your life or at Mickle or in the world at large?
I will make a game on Roblox.
You're going to make a game?
Yes.
You just said you didn't have any goals, but that's like kind of a goal.
Kinda. Something that takes time. Yeah. So I was doing my free time.
Do you have any other predictions?
I have no idea.
You can't see into the future, right?
No.
Let's go. Okay. So if we can't look forward in time, let's go backwards in time. Do you think that you're different at all from this time last year, like in 2019?
Yeah.
How so?
Starting anime. Yeah.
My name is Tatum and I'm in first grade.
Wow, first grade. How is first grade?
It's so great.
What do you like about it?
Everything.
Everything? That's a lot of things.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm here because it just became a new year. It's 2020 now, and I wanted to know what you think about that.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any goals for 2020 or anything that you want to do or you're excited about?
I want to get better at swimming. I go to stingrays, so it will be okay.
What kind of, is there like a particular kind of swimming that you like best?
I do the strokes. Okay, I do the strokes. And I want to be on the swim team for the YMCA.
Oh, wow. That'd be so cool.
Yeah. So cool.
Okay. I have kind of a tough question for you. So it's 2020 right now. Where do you think that you'll be in 2030, which is in another decade, another 10 years?
I want to be a teacher. Wow. And a mom and a artist and a pilot. That's the four things I want to be. The future. The future is going to be great.
I hope all of you get to walk a dog by yourself or have a unicorn in the new year.
Right off the bat, I loved the young boy who talked about Taekwondo and
wanting to work on his kicks. Yeah, the best and worst part of these Lunchroom Chats episodes is unfortunately a lot has to be left on the cutting room floor. If we had an hour to show you all the best bits of these candid interviews, I would love that.
And as someone who is much older than high school, I appreciated the wisdom from the girl who said already at age 15 that her birthday is, that's just another number.
It's just another number. Yeah, there's wisdom beyond the tender age of 15 there.
14 was fine. 15 will be just fine too.
Right. Now it's just all, they're all just numbers. It doesn't matter anymore.
Maybe I should get a Rolls Royce.
You can talk to that young boy. Yes, from human. The car enthusiast.
I know significantly more about cars than I did before that conversation is what I will say. I thought there was a really interesting range of kids either putting a lot of stock in New Year's resolutions and like, this is an opportunity for me to start afresh, and lots of people who were a little more laissez-faire about it of like, yeah, it's just a new number. It doesn't mean that much to me.
Yeah, so that was really fun. So you plan on keep doing these, we hope?
Yeah, definitely. Keep your eyes peeled for another Lunchroom Chat in the future.
All right, sounds great.
If there's anything you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendars on the podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each week, we're on all the major services. Just subscribe to us there. And links to all of those are also at lps.org/podcast. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us right here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.